Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hi, Nick. How are you? You?
Hey, Anna. What's going on? Sorry about last week, but I was in jail.
Okay. I wasn't going to tell anyone, but...
I was arrested for exposing myself.
Hey, Nick.
At a Walmart. No, my mask was off.
Oh.
And I tried to explain to them I'm immune because I had it. I showed him some articles from Science Today, and he did not buy it. I went to jail, where I was given a mask made from human skin.
Nice. This is dark. So we are here to talk about Below Deck Season 8, Episode 13, and I guess Nick's very, very surreal week last week, in which he wore a human skin
Not
mask.
Surreal. It's a normal week for me. You know this. I just got caught this time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we are joined by a great guest who we didn't know was a deckhead until I think literally last week when they
2011's New Faces of Comedy.
Yes, yes.
At the Montreal Comedy Festival, known as Just for Laughs.
Really? It was 2000? Really,
yes, yes. Oh. The son of Zorn himself.
Yes.
We got him. Everybody wanted him. They said, does this guy watch Below Deck? I said, there's no fucking chance. He's too cool. But
okay.
Guess what? It is cool to watch Below Deck.
Uh-huh. Well.
Now you, yeah.
Well, I mean, you might know him from his show Live to Tape or from his streaming platform, his own. He made this platform, twitch.tv/justmynipples. We are joined by Johnny Pemberton.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for joining us on this true boat ride.
Did you guys turn down the cabins?
Oh no.
Okay, why are you asking me? Just you don't have to, you should be a self-starter. Just go ahead and do it.
Well, we live
I'm
in
just
the
so
village.
Annoyed with Elizabeth. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was asleep
so
in one of the guest cabins. I didn't
Wait, Nick,
have a chance.
You're not
to
supposed
clean
to be
it.
In the guest cabin. You know we're not allowed to leave the bilge.
Look, I'm
the
getting
bilge?
Restless.
Yeah,
I'm,
Nick and I
know
live
coronavirus
in the
bilge. Is coming. We live in below the bottom of the deck.
Yes.
Okay.
We live
Ask
in the bilge.
Ask me if I slept in the guest cabin.
Did you sleep in the guest cabin, Johnny?
Yeah. So what?
That's Whoa. What I'm begging Whoa. Her to say.
Yes. Whoa.
This whole fucking episode.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yes,
Whoa.
I did. Guess what? There's a week left, you dumb bitch. You gonna fire me?
Whoa.
Of course you're not.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I am waiting. Did you see the first season of Oz? The buildup to this, like to him, you know, murdering the Nazi at the yeah. end or almost.
Spoiler alert.
That's Francesca and Elizabeth, right? They're going to kill
oh
each
my
other.
God, I want it so bad.
Well, I think Elizabeth dude. Needs to step up and just take
oh
her
my
revenge.
Gosh.
In the worst way, because this is getting to a point where it is just inappropriate how annoying, like just inappropriate to my well-being, how annoying Francesca has gotten over Elizabeth.
Oh. I have a theory.
What is it?
I think that Francesca can't say it, but she's jealous that Elizabeth has a sexual relationship on the boat. Because Francesca wants to have a little bit of a pleasure. Mommy needs some pleasure.
Yeah.
And she's not getting it, and she's jealous of Francesca. So it's ratcheted up.
Counter, Johnny.
Yes.
She sucked way before Elizabeth was getting it in.
She did, but it's become worse
yeah.
since then.
Yeah.
Become more petty.
Yeah.
More petty.
I was hoping that Rob would, like, make her come and that it would get better. But Rob was too busy being like, I'm sorry, I've never spoken aloud. Outside of gold.
Why doesn't Francesca just like fucking like, hey, come to my cabin tonight. Just tell Rob to come over and get it done.
because she wants like stimulating conversation, which she's not going to get from like a Forrest Gold boy.
No, she just, she's on TV and she doesn't want anyone to think she's not a good girl. So she's not going to be sexually aggressive. But I think that Francesca, I think what gets her off sexually is being rude to Elizabeth. Ooh. And I think that Elizabeth, no one on earth would put up with how Francesca speaks to her.
Oh, it's insane. She's such
like
a
Elizabeth. No one. Not a single person on the boat. I can't think of anyone in the history of Below Deck. Mm-hmm.
So you think Francesca's like, hold on, Chais and Ross. She's like, Elizabeth, you dumb bitch, do your job. And then she like runs into her bathroom and like jills off real quick.
Yeah, she plays it off like she's sick and she's like, needs to
sick. Can you take the cabins need to be done? Have you not done like, them yet? Oh my god, that's my age. That's my ageling. Good luck. Sorry.
All right. So we ask all our new guests three questions at the top of each episode. And the first one is, how long have you been watching Below Deck? Like, what was the first season?
And the second is, how did you get so sexy?
Okay,
but we'll start with the Below Deck.
Okay.
I was trying to get sexy, and I was like, what's a show that's very sexy? It takes place on a boat, a lot of water,
A
lot of rich people, beautiful people. And I started watching Below Deck. I probably started watching it about, I don't know, how long has it been around? Like 2 years, 3 years?
It's been on 10 years, Jerry.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Are you serious?
This is season 8.
It started filming, I think, in like 2011 and started airing in 2012 or something. So.
I don't know when I started watching it, but I definitely have watched many, many seasons of it. I know Captain Sandy.
Yeah.
I've watched Below Deck Sailing. Mm-hmm. I know I'm intimate with all the things that Kate does as a chief stew and all her personal things she's gone through. I know everybody there is to know. When they show the whole Bravo, like all the people watching from past seasons, I know each and every one of them.
Oh, nice. Okay. And
by the first name.
What has been your favorite season that you've ever seen?
You know what? I gotta say, this is tough because I feel like these past maybe 4 episodes of this season have been some of the best Below Deck I've ever watched.
Huh. That's
because the stuff with Rachel, to me, like Rachel is such an insane character that I feel like they've never had someone go like even you saw Captain Lee's face. He was like, you're saying this stuff?
Yeah.
She's like a true loose cannon. And then they've never had such a loose cannon before.
She's never
That's true.
Had any consequences for her actions.
I bet she has.
No, I mean on this
season. On this show, yeah.
Well, she's
a nightmare every day and no one ever says boo to her.
Hey, Nick, she's a damn good chef, though, okay? I
have
no problems
with her. I do think she's a good chef.
I think, let her rip some farts all over the galley. I don't care.
Ripping farts is the least of their worries.
That's true.
You know, actually, I loved Ben a lot. The season with Ben as a chef, just his voice. I was a big fan of his voice and the way he would get drunk.
Do your Ben impression, Nick.
Behave.
That's right.
I can't do it right now. He has a very specific accent.
He's like
been a while
Austin Powers kind of vibe to him. How he talks.
You just can't put. I can't do it right now because he has a weird way. He like
Johnny. Yeah. I have an idea for a show I wanted to run by you.
Okay, I pitch you right now.
Yeah. So it's a spinoff of Below Deck.
Got it.
And it's called Oops, All Chefs. Everybody on the show is a chef and they got to do everything. They got to surf, they got to run the boat, do the, you know, put out the slide.
God.
But they have to delegate between them and they're all the head of department.
It would be like Lord of the Flies. The boat would burn down to the waterline on the third day. No problem, guaranteed. The fucking what would happen is the primary would take over as the captain.
Hmm.
Sure, they'd have to That's save their own life.
Yeah.
I would like to offer a counterpoint that at one point, I believe season 4 of regular Below Deck, we had a chef, Matt, who, if you guys recall, Nick got a cameo for me for my birthday from. But
Ooh.
He, when...
Caesar salad
guy with cheddar. He put cheddar cheese on everything, which just annoyed the shit out of me.
He's a Canadian chef.
Let me look this guy up.
His specialty was a chicken Caesar salad.
Yeah.
That was his specialty. And he served it to... everybody who came on board.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? This is actually before I started watching.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. he needed to, was able to come on deck and like help out the deckhands. Like he knew better than, and that season notoriously had bad deckhands. Like they just couldn't get anyone good. Like everyone was green. And he at one point just walked out and like very simply did something that Captain Lee needed that the deckhands couldn't do. And then just like went back to cooking. And it's like, okay, so some of these chefs know what's up. They've been on boats long enough to know how to like handle their shit. So you never know. Oops, all chefs might be an actually well-run motor yacht. Okay.
I can't wait for the conversation between chefs when they try to figure out who does what job.
Oh gosh. Someone's gotta be murder. The boss.
Pure murder.
Yeah.
Pure murder.
I think Rachel would do a good job because she has a probably a genius level IQ.
Oh yeah.
I think she might be the captain.
Yeah.
She's like Q. She's probably Q, actually.
Oh, God.
She's the Cupton. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay. Our final question before we start recapping this episode is, who has been your all-time favorite cast member on this show?
I hate having to say this, but I really feel like just because I can't believe how fucking insane Rachel is, I feel like she's pulled forward right now. She's currently in the lead for my favorite cast member just because of her absolute fucking nightmarish insanity.
Yeah, no, she's gone places no one's gone.
Yeah, I didn't think you could do that. I just thought, like, you couldn't, like, to tell Captain Lee to fuck off is just so, it was incredible watching that. I felt like I was holding my breath.
Yeah, and to eat her cooter.
Yeah.
She has no, I watched on the after show last night, she has zero qualms about anything going on the show. She does not give a shit about her behavior. She just goes like, well, that's me. And you're like, oh, okay, you crazy.
I'm very wealthy now.
Either that or she's a Buddha or she has some, she obviously has some type of personality disorder.
Oh, well, when they were like, do you feel bad that you went on that stage and like took over and tried to sing? She's like, no, everyone loves karaoke. God. It's like, okay, well, that was clearly not a karaoke situation.
Everyone loves something dirty.
Yeah.
The greatest sign of all is people who say they don't have hangovers. That is the instant. Anytime someone says that, you know, like, uh-oh.
Well, I think it's because she just doesn't stop drinking.
That and also because she is a bipolar alcoholic, probably, is what it is. So she doesn't really feel emotions like normal people.
Oh, interesting. Well,
that's my theory, at least.
I think she's just a strong personality, a strong woman who's just incredibly confident, and potentially the type of person who would kill you and not think about it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into.
Has anyone seen her boyfriend lately?
No, Little Vincenzo, her little man that she always emphasizes how small he is unnecessarily.
Yeah, he went missing.
No,
wow,
no, he's not been heard of. Nowhere on her Instagram either. So,
jeez, no mas.
Yeah, he went swimming down the street in Venice and never returned.
Oh,
bye bye.
I'm sure he's fine, but
I know that. Gee.
I can't imagine that they broke up because
he's so polite,
she loved him.
Oh, Rachel, I go by now. Hello.
Mi amore.
Hey.
I don't think they've broken up because based on how she speaks about him, like she seems like she fucking loves him.
I think she's going to destroy him the way that Adele destroyed her husband, Simon.
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Anything about that?
Adele the singer?
Yeah, what do you
mean? Yeah, remember?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't remember at all.
He was like at the Grammys for her two big albums ago.
Again, and they had
I'm telling you. Okay. They had this, you know, whirlwind romance. They were the talk of the town. Uh-huh. And she quit music, famously, to focus on her relationship with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 2 years later, she comes back with another hit album and she's skinny and he's gone.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. Well, shout out to Adele. Fuck men. Okay, no offense, you guys. So season 8, episode...
I'm not a man.
You're a little boy.
How dare you?
All right, season 8, episode 13. We continue with James telling Rob in front of Elizabeth how he follows a bunch of birds on Instagram, and that's why you go on Instagram, baby, to follow chicks, okay?
No, I think he's following birds.
Yeah, he is following birds.
Yeah,
big blue herons.
I love big birds, little birds, ones that flap around, ones that can't fly.
Yeah,
his last girlfriend was a big butt ostrich.
Ooh, and she cheated on him and now he has intimacy issues.
Would you, Johnny?
Would I what?
An ostrich?
Would I? No, I would not have sex with an ostrich.
Is that because you're in a relationship or?
It's because of there's not a world where I would have sex. Would I let an ostrich have sex with me? Yes, but I would not have sex. Oh, I would never initiate it.
Oh, okay. They can bury their head. Yeah. So deep.
Go ahead, bury.
Well, we learned that the reason James is trying to hurt Elizabeth's feelings is because he has no emotional intelligence and because he's upset at her for not sticking up with him when Rachel was like actively talking shit in front of his face, just being like, this guy sucks, Elizabeth. He fucking sucks. Okay, look at his fucking face. He's trash. And James and Elizabeth.
Yeah, Elizabeth is, she's got problems.
I don't know what you mean. He's so great.
Like, Elizabeth should have just kicked the chair out from under Rachel, and everyone would have laughed and been like, oh my God, this woman is wasted. She had it coming.
That would actually have been great.
Instead, she pulls her aside, like, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. She's like, your energy is all over the place, and I just want to make sure that, like, you get that, like, me and James are having a relationship.
I would love to see her responding to trolls on Twitter.
Oh, like, my God.
No, I'm just
it would
trying
be
to see where you're coming from.
No, yeah. She shouldn't. Elizabeth, please don't go on Twitter. Don't go on social media. Don't read the comments.
Now, I get they're contractually obligated to hang out with her at dinner, right? Yeah. That's the only reason they didn't leave the table. The producers are like, you're not getting your Rachel bonus.
Maybe.
Rachel bonus.
Okay, this was my least favorite times of the show is when Ash and Francesca are talking about how they're just so alike. They're just so alike. Ugh. They don't believe in rest. They want to die working. Oh my God. Oh, we're so alike. What the
I
fuck?
Love that your boss, you're forced to bond with your boss over how much you want to work for her.
Yeah. We're both from Australia. We just love working. It's so great.
We're both running from something from home, clearly.
I'm tough. I can handle it. I just stop eating or rest. It's the only thing you can do is rest or stop eating.
I was like,
and I have done both.
What are you talking about? That's not how you get better. Like, stop eating? Honey, have a soup.
Yeah, you starve a cold and feed a fever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Actually, I think
anyone.
Is the most boring person who's ever been on the show.
Well, she's also like a snake. That's the worst part.
Ooh,
it's like she's
I guess
boring
she kinda is, isn't
and
she?
A snake. It's like,
see, I don't see the snake so much, but I guess if I think about it now, maybe she is.
Well, she's always like, she's being a dick to Elizabeth behind her back. And then also just like reporting back to Francesca about everything.
We call that a snitch.
She's definitely a snitch and that snitch, sucks.
Yeah. I'll tell you my least favorite character ever on Below Deck.
Huh.
Here we go.
It's Malia.
Oh, fuck. Wow, Malia's a genuine narc, and her fucking obsession with maritime law, go fuck yourself, okay? No one cares.
Yeah. Malia, I used to comment on Instagram all the time. I've stopped doing it since. I say, teacher, you forgot to give us homework.
That's hilarious. She never responded?
Of course not. I don't even know. I wouldn't even notice if she did, probably, but.
That's funny.
Sorry, I had to bring that up. That's old bad blood.
I think that Aisling is, she's kind of doing the best that she can in the circumstances. Mm-hmm. Imagine if the only two people you saw all day were Elizabeth and Francesca.
Oh,
and
God.
Then you had to just ride in between that. The least of my worries would be being a snitch at that point. I'm just trying to stay alive.
Yeah, but she definitely leans heavily towards Francesca's side. Like, she hates Elizabeth. Every time
Elizabeth
walks out of
the room. Why would you choose
Elizabeth?
She doesn't have no power.
Because Elizabeth's
except
nice.
From the crystals
she's just
in her
dumb.
Tits.
She's just dumb, but she's, like, so nice. And
crystals in her tits? Well,
she keeps those. That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, she keeps crystals in her bra.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She does. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
To keep the energy vibing.
The third nipple, they call it.
Yeah. Her third nipple chakra.
That's good.
So
that's good. That's merch for her. We'll send that idea over.
Yeah, we'll send that
What's
over.
What's merch?
Jesus.
Oh, merchandise? Okay. James, I got you a cannoli. Oh,
God. He'd also had never heard of a cannoli. What are these people?
I give him okay on that because he's English. They don't know shit about anything like that.
Oh, and there's Italians in England.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're either like, they're relegated to like a separate ward.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay. So the doctor shows up to see Elizabeth and Rachel, and Ash won't see the doctor because that's, I don't know, because she's Australian.
Outback.
Yeah. And Elizabeth gets weird when the doctor asks if she's having sex, which I was like, bro, you're an adult. Just say yes. And then she asks if UTIs are contagious.
I thought she was just very proud of it.
No, she was like, yeah, I guess you could say I'm active. And then the doctor, and then she asks the doctor if UTIs are contagious, which is, I don't even.
Are they?
No.
Everyone on the boat did get it.
No,
I've never had one.
No one got contagious. Jesus Christ.
No, there was multiple UTIs on a boat. There's like three of them.
It was just Izzy and Elizabeth got UTIs.
Sure?
I'll tell you, Elizabeth got a UTI because she fucked James and then didn't pee afterward. Yeah.
Oh, and Izzy had
a kidney
infection
situation.
Too. A double yeast infection.
Yeah, she had a double kidney infection, which probably led to her UTI. So no, I don't think Izzy rubbed her cooch on Elizabeth's cooch and gave her a UTI.
Well,
I mean, they are friends.
It's not going to stop me thinking about it.
Well, anyway, the doctor's a real sport about it. She's like, no, of course not. Of course not. You fucking idiot. Did you make a
mustard gas
bomb? Yo,
Johnny, this show's unique because it's the only horny guy perspective of a Bravo show that exists.
Only one.
There's none other.
Man. Izzy, though, best character.
Oh, Izzy's the best.
Izzy's like the only person, one of the few people ever on the history of the show that I've seen who's like sort of a decent, normal person who doesn't like flip out about dumb shit and does flip out about the right things. What a weird person to have cast, to cast like someone who's incredibly stable and like has like an interesting background.
Yeah. Was like at one point paralyzed, but then found her way back. And then it's just like, Francesca's a cunt. And you're like,
talk about it all the time. Like she mentions it never.
Yeah.
She's never like, oh, I have a problem because of my Epstein Barr. Oh, my Epstein Barr. Oh, my Epstein Barr.
Yeah.
Never heard it once.
Never. And never everyone once. Else, like, you know, Elizabeth would just spend the whole season being like, my boss is so mean. Yeah. But she, like, the first episode, she's like, my boss sucks. I want to go work on the deck crew.
Yes.
She's like a real ouch. There is one. You could just go do it. And then she left and then she did that so well that she got a fucking promotion in the season.
Yeah.
Bravo is like, God damn, this is not a good hire. Yeah. Unless it's like they like that because it makes everyone else seem so much more crazy because Izzy's just like
doing her job.
Like, you know, so well adjusted.
Yeah.
I think she's going to come back as a bosun sometime.
I hope so. I think she's great. I hope so. Well, yeah. So the doctor thinks Rachel has gastroenteritis, which is like, because all she does is drink. She's fucking killing herself.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's true. That's probably a big component to that.
Yeah, it's probably not doing her any favors. What'd you say?
And then just scoop butter into her mouth.
Yeah.
Be a different expensive proteins.
Yeah. Well, she needs IV therapy to get hydrated. And it's like, yeah, bitch, I could have told you that. You don't get hungover and then all the toxins stay in your body and then you're slowly have like bubble guts or whatever she called it.
I would, oh my God. You know, people talk about what you do with a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
IV therapy once a week would be the ultimate thing.
Yeah.
Imagine
so
that.
Hydrated.
Every week, you just fucking get hooked up while you watch a football game or something.
What about a blood bag? Like Peter Thiel, just, you know, carry one around.
God.
Well, that would be my next step. That's my next step. In 2023, I'll be having a blood bag.
Okay.
You would have great skin, probably.
Bag, that's from Mad Max, I think.
He's
like Nicholas Holt is a blood bag.
Oh.
He's just a guy that... There's like slaves that they carry around.
Right.
They
right.
take their blood. Yeah.
I forgot about that. Rachel says all her shit is liquid, which I'm like, cool. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. I was not curious.
It might just be pee, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, she's like my dog. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. Sorry, I said the dog thing because my dog's been having really bad diarrhea. Die? Yeah.
Did you switch the food?
Yep.
There you go. That's all it is, right?
Yep. It's been a situation. But you know what? He's getting better.
You'll get better. Takes about 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's just a little poopy boy. Okay, so remember that like weird Texan guest that's like into Ash? We learned that like Ash is like kind of into him as well and getting all like flustered talking to him. And I'm like, who is this guy?
All right. I told my wife that I was like, he looks kind of like Joaquin Phoenix, in which case I got punched in the arm because it's like, no. It's like, no. I said as a, you know, because the guy looks like Joaquin Phoenix if he just got hit by a truck.
Yeah, he is kind of like.
The shirtless guy?
Yeah,
the shirtless guy.
The doughy Adonis?
The doughy who consists on drinking Crown on the Rocks all the time.
Yeah, and early.
Like a college
low
student.
Low rent. Jesus.
Last episode.
Did you see that people had Trulies?
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been. Yeah.
That's so sad. Imagine having that much money and having that bad of taste.
I know. You're not even having a White Claw. It's the worst version of it.
Everything about it's sad. There's been like maybe one or two charter guests ever that have actually been proper wealthy people who act like it, and they also have the taste of, you know what I mean? It's always like this weird thing of like this weird mix of like rednecks with money or like just like the trashiest people
it's
ever.
Just new money. It's like aggressive new money who are like,
yeah,
I need. Well, it was like the last charter was like the people at the beginning, they just wanted to drink champagne the whole time. And it's like, that's just champagne. You just want champagne. Champagne's fun to cheers with, but it's not like a all day, every day drink.
No. Not unless you live in the region of France where it's made.
Yeah. Champagne. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah, you got to drink it straight from the ground.
Yeah. from the root. Or else. You basically have to go harvest the root, break it open, and like squeeze out the champagne. Okay?
Champagne.
Yeah. If you got grapes, it's too late.
That's how you've gone too far. You fucked up the juice, champagne.
The root juice.
Yeah. And that's where champagne originally comes from. You'll see there's little bubbles to it.
Champag.
Yeah. Well, okay. Rob, that's the thing is like Rob, who's kind of a weirdo, is like truly one of the most interesting people who's ever been on this show. Everything about him, he's like, I hunt for gold. I live in the forest. My brother zipped me up in a suitcase and left me in a park.
Has zero game.
Yeah, like can't speak to women. No idea where he is. Doesn't know how to dance. Very confused. All the time. Loves
can't
James.
Can't get drunk.
Yeah, loves James to a point of kind of a weird connection where you're like, okay, dude, we get it. But then is also like, I had a dog named Kaya Rocky Falafel McFlurry Face.
And oh, yeah.
Like, okay, dude. Bless.
I feel like that he was teed up to make that comment about Izzy's promotion. Just so he has some sort of spark at all, you know?
That's true.
He's kind of right in a way. Like, it doesn't really mean that much at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just put some music behind it, made it seem a certain way.
Yeah.
Rob has no nuance in his speaking, so he could say anything. It would sound like, with the right bed music, it sounds like he's either being triumphant or fucking dastardly.
I do want to say Rob said that one thing when he was talking about when him and Francesca first started flirting, he said, Francesca's giving off some really steamy vibes. And that's the most in like anything that's ever come out of his voice.
He is the cringe. He's the epitome of cringe. I feel so bad for him. I just want like something to happen to him so he can have some game at all. It'd be so nice.
I don't know if anything will, but he will go back to his sailboat searching for gold or whatever he does. And I don't know if he'll ever be on this show again.
I don't think so.
Doesn't bring enough to the table except
for
he'll really
never
weird
be
stories.
On any show again until it's the local news because he's been revealed as the blue-eyed killer.
Oh my god.
Does he have blue eyes?
I don't know. I'll take a shot.
That would be pretty interesting if he did, right? That would be like, wow, he's got blue eyes.
Yeah.
At least he's got blue
with
eyes.
All that water.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what James's plan here is because I don't get like what James' humor is, but he's basically being weird and making jokes about Ash covering for Elizabeth in their hookups because she isn't feeling well. And Ash
doesn't
get it. He's
fucking with Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing it. He's fucking with Elizabeth and Ash is so dense that she doesn't understand what's going on. And all Ash can do is go like smile like,
yeah, she's like, I don't get it. And Elizabeth's like truly being like torn up by it. And she says, I don't play games. Okay. I don't play games. So
I don't play games because I don't understand the rules.
Right. But like the weirdest part is she actually goes up to Ash and is like, I just like, can you guys just tell me if you're like flirting, if there's something going on? And Ash is like, what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. It was just like, yeah, Elizabeth, he's clearly fucking with you.
Do you think they're going to hook up, though? Because they kind of teased that a bit, didn't they?
I don't know.
I pray. When, at night before I go to bed, I sit down and I pray to God that they hook up.
That Aisling and James hook up?
Yeah.
Just for the drama?
Yeah, I think it would be incredible because, you know, eventually Elizabeth has to break. If we go through this whole season and Elizabeth doesn't break, it's all for naught. It's all for nautical.
Like start crying?
Yeah. No, she has to have a meltdown and go apeshit on everybody.
Okay.
She's got to tell Rachel off. She's got to tell Francesca off. She's got to tell Aisling off. She's got to tell James off. And I think that's all she has to tell off. But I'm, you know, if you get a little Captain Lee in there, I wouldn't be mad.
Captain Lee would probably love it at this point.
But
he's shirt off. Gold chains on.
I didn't think that was something someone would say. I've never heard that before.
God damn it.
75 years, I've never heard someone say,
eat my
go
cooter.
Take the slide and blow it up inside your ass.
He's hearing a lot of firsts this season.
Didn't it feel like they were kind of teasing that James and Elizabeth were going to get fired for sleeping in the guest room, though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit, though. It's too late in the season.
They won't fire them. They just want to make it a hubbub, right? Make it like a to-do that it happened. All they had to say was, yeah, we did. Sorry.
Yeah, won't happen again.
Yeah, they got that, like, it's like there's footage of Elizabeth carrying a bag somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they could just be switching rooms. Like, actually, we think it's better if you and James share a room.
Even when James, Eddie talked to Francesca, he was like, oh, unless you catch him red-handed, nothing you can do. Remember that?
Yeah.
No, and then she said it anyway.
Eddie doesn't care.
I just wish Elizabeth would be like,
ask me, Johnny. Ask me.
Okay. Did you sleep in a guest room last night? Did you and James sleep in a guest room?
Do you have any proof of this?
Okay. Ask me if I slept in a guest room.
Have you slept in a guest room?
What?
A guest room.
Sleep.
Have I slept in a guest room?
Yes.
No. You.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
Oh, okay.
Have you slept in a guest room, Francesca? God.
Nah.
Get out of my face.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Ask me. Ask me. That's good.
Have you slept in a guest? Did you sleep in a guest room last night?
No, but I know for a fact that you did last night. And that is the only reason you've come down here to accuse me. I've talked to every single person on this boat. The people who chartered the boat, all the way up to the captain. And everyone says, you slept in there.
Oh, my God. Did Francesca sleep?
I'm sorry, Francesca. You can take your
get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, are you Francesca? Sorry, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. Elizabeth, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I'm sorry about that. I heard from Aisling that you'd slept in there and didn't know if it's true, even though we've got these fans running about 24 hours a day loud as hell.
If you don't get out of my face, I'm going to start throwing tit rocks at you. With a force.
I want to hear Elizabeth start talking like, yeah, you get the fuck out of here. Because I came up, my daddy's a big fucking guy in Jersey. He works in waste management. So you need to, don't fucking talk to me like that. If I want to fuck James, I fuck James, okay? What the fuck you want to know about, eh?
If you hadn't just told me you'd been watching The Sopranos, I would have guessed it.
Yeah.
Her dad does seem intense, though. Her dad, she's like, he's just a New York lawyer, and he just looks so buff. And you're like, oh boy, James couldn't stand up.
He's a New York lawyer.
I also like that she always says that she had a great childhood, nothing wrong. And you're like, great.
Yes, my whole family was at the Capitol on January 6th, but I had a good childhood.
I had a good childhood. It was good. I had a good time.
Yeah. So Elizabeth finally confronts James about the joking with Ash, and he says he flirts with everyone. Nothing has changed. It's just a joke. Elizabeth's not convinced, but she keeps going back and forth if James deserves another chance. But then I guess she decides he does and gives him a cannoli. that gets her in trouble with asshole Francesca, of course.
God.
Well, that, how long that scene right there? That scene was probably the most I've ever hated Francesca.
Yeah.
When she like pops down, like leaning on the stairs.
Yeah.
It's like, just fucking get bent.
Yeah. But she's like, what are you guys doing? They're like, which just, and she's like, stop talking. Stop talking.
The way
talking,
James
Elizabeth.
Pops up though, it seems like they're so guilty. James like, shoots up straight. I've never seen anything happen so quickly.
You ever seen like dogs get caught like doing like bad stuff? The look on their face? It's just that.
It's one every day. Yeah.
You do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. My dog.
Oh, my dog's so good now. She doesn't do bad stuff.
Well, that's good.
What the fuck? No, I was just pretending. No, okay.
My dog doesn't do bad stuff now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My dog has diarrhea.
My dog actually never used to even.
Anna's dog's bad.
My dog has diarrhea. It doesn't mean, hey, whoa. Diarrhea don't mean bad.
Diarrhea.
No one is a bigger apologist for Anna's dog than I. Anna's dog is incredible.
Thank you. He's just gay. His stomach is sensitive. I'm Elizabeth's dad. His stomach is sensitive.
He's got to eat organic. Otherwise, he's going to die. Yes, he was at the Capitol, but he's got to eat organic in prison. Otherwise, he will die.
Great childhood.
Hey, he got organic.
If there's one thing I can offer you, it's a great childhood.
Those tattoos are made of organic ink. Even the sword that goes into his dick.
She's got to be from Long Island, right? Elizabeth? I don't know.
Oh, it seems like it. I don't really know that stuff, though.
Yeah.
I don't know about the East Coast stuff. That's a Turner question.
Nick?
I don't know. She's probably from York. Oh. You know, it's fucking disgusting.
Okay.
People like you always think everyone with an accent is from a cool place or like a desirable location where there's the high rent and big houses and great careers.
Nah.
But a lot of times they're just from York.
Yeah. It does feel like maybe Elizabeth kind of hides her New York accent a little, but sometimes it comes out. You hear it a little.
Maybe Yonkers.
Yonkers. Well, Eddie talks to Captain Lee about promoting Izzy to lead deckhand because, in Captain Lee's words, she's no cream puff. Yeah, she's no cream puff. Like, well, what the cream puff. Fuck? What does that mean?
Captain Lee is full of weird stuff.
It's just like, hey, hard on the outside, soft on the inside. No, no good for lead deckhanding.
The man is so bereaved that he like can't do anything he used to normally do. You know what I mean? The guy's like, got such a bug up his ass. Understandably, right?
Yeah, he used to wear shirts way more.
Yeah.
But now what's the point? Look, these are my nipples.
I do want to say that on the after show, when they asked him about Dolores jumping off the boat and then the tender, he was like, well, she's got her own, she's got PFDs.
These,
so I
saw that.
That. And Andy Cohen was shook. He was like, whoa. And if you don't know what PFDs mean, it's personal flotation device. Which he was referring, to her tits being big.
That's cute. And he said that about my balls, so I'm not going to.
He is, after all, a sea captain.
Yeah,
no.
For sure.
He is quite literally a sea captain.
Yeah. But I was like,
that's the thing that always gets me about the show is when you hold any of these people to a standard that traditionally is like, these are the worst people in the world for hundreds of years. The people you would ascribe with having low morals and low character are sailors.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a euphemism.
Yeah.
Drunk like a sailor, curses like a sailor, like all that stuff. Grizzled as a sea captain. And all these people, technically, they are just sailors.
Yeah, and they all live in Florida, which is like another aspect of that. Of like, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Izzy, the non-cream puff, is promoted to lead deckhand. And then a few quick hits. Rachel says she shit her pants in traffic once. Because of course, Rachel, I would expect nothing less.
I've done that, you know, the New York equivalent on the subway.
Oh,
really?
Oh, miserable.
I never have.
Well, you were very famously not from the East Coast.
Yeah, but I've also I've lived here for a long time. I've been in traffic.
Yeah, well, traffic's different because you can get out of your car and you can't.
Yeah, but where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go to the bathroom?
Just in a bush.
Mm. What bush? This is the desert. This is the semi-arid.
You know what? If you need to go bad enough, any business or private home is a potential bathroom.
That's private home.
But not in New York, though? You can't do that in New York City?
No, you can't do that in New York City. And you can only do it here if you have a blue check mark.
I find it easier to go to the bathroom in New York City than it is in California. Because you can go to any restaurant in New York and just walk in and go to the bathroom.
I mean, I think that they are equally problematic. But yes, it depends fully on who you are
depends,
as a person.
Am I right? You need some depends.
Hey. I one time got in an argument with my brother and his fiance because we stopped at the side of the road at this place in Minnesota called it's some sort of like burger house. You know, it's a place
Juicy
people
Lucy.
Snowmobile
yeah.
to basically. Okay. And I was like, I need to use the bathroom. Like, they're not going to let you. I'm like, yes, I'm not going to ask to use the bathroom. I'm just going to walk in, right. go to the bathroom. They're like, they're not going to let you. They're not going to let you. I'm like, watch. I'll bet you $1,000 I go in the bathroom.
Big money.
I walked in, just looked around, walked to the bathroom, used it, then walked out.
Yeah.
That's the kind
That's
of
what you do. That's all you need to do. My trick
I just can't
always,
believe that.
Yeah. Always in New York was just put headphones in.
Yeah.
And then people can yell at you and you, oh, I didn't hear you. There's no one's going to shove the pee back in you.
Exactly.
And the cops aren't coming.
Yeah. Oh, call the cops, Captain Lee. Captain Lee, call the cops.
Yeah.
She jumped off the boat.
That's maritime law.
Another interesting thing that happened that was coronavirus related was Eddie was holding a bottle of sanitizer and said, I'm going to start selling these. These are about to fly off the shelves.
Well, he didn't know how unlikable that move was.
Yeah.
Dude, there's like, something about that. The coronavirus stuff in the show is so interesting to watch now when they talk about like, oh, there's 79 cases in New York.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that crazy? Just to think of like how much.
Yeah.
And now that there's 4,000 deaths a day.
Yeah.
We're like, they're still counting in double digits.
Well, that's also
the next
the other
few episodes
thing.
Are going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think. Yeah. Well, that's Eddie literally says, thank God we're on the islands. It's like, yeah, you're safe for 5 minutes, bro. Like, that's
no, he said
coming.
That it's going to hit the islands for sure.
He did?
Yeah.
I thought he
did say that,
well,
yeah.
thank God we're on the islands. We're safe.
But you know
something.
What? He was actually wrong because it didn't hit that bad there at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't have the numbers in front of me.
I was looking at him because I'm like, how do I get the fuck out of this, the worst place in the world right now?
Damn.
For sure.
All right.
How do we get out of the place where you can't get vaccinated?
All right, it is officially the next day.
Johnny, I tell everybody this, just get the coronavirus. The comfort I have, you know, mentally is incredible.
What about your spouse, though?
Well, she didn't get it, and she got 5 negative tests, the last of which was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I wish she'd already had it.
You're probably both super tasters, man. I bet you are. Look it up.
Well, but this is what I'm saying. It's like now I'm invincible. I see people coming down the streets with no masks. I laugh. I laugh at them.
Okay.
Well, I take off my mask and I laugh.
The next strain is supposed to be a lot wilder. So just be careful out there, Nick.
Wilder, like how? Like more fun?
I'm immune.
No, it's supposed to be stronger.
How can it be stronger, though? That doesn't make sense evolutionarily wise for the virus.
I don't know, man. That's what I'm reading. I'm reading the next strain. You need to double mask.
You think we are... No, safe. That wasn't about the next strain. That was just about... Fauci was asked, like, would it be better if you double mask? And he's like, well, you know, I mean, just think about it for 2 seconds. If one mask works, wouldn't two masks work better? But that, I don't think that would just... That had anything to do with, like, the new strain. I think he was just like, we should be doing 2 masks forever. But I think they did a study that said that 2 masks were kind of the equivalent of an N95.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can dig it.
Oh.
Hey.
Whoa. That's incredible. All right. Well, it's the next day. Ash says she's still not feeling well. And it's like, yeah, well... You didn't see the doctor when they were there, so makes sense
Help
that
me.
You're still not feeling well.
Was that Rachel?
Oh, I'm Ashlyn. Oh, I've got a lot of poo coming out of my butt. I refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah. That's fucking facts. But also, random aside.
Microphone.
She's like, I like this Texas guy, but it'll never work because he lives in America and I live in Australia. And it's like, yeah, bitch, I wasn't worried about your relationship with this dude that you maybe have spoken to 3 times on camera.
Aisling is just nonstop the dumbest, most boring thing you can say.
Yeah. Well, Francesca.
She's so pretty, Johnny. You forgot to mention that.
Yeah, she is.
Well,
there we go.
I always think it's interesting because Francesca's so hard on Elizabeth, but never acknowledges her own like fuck ups. Like she's like fucking up breakfast and Rachel's like pissed at her and like radioing her and Captain Lee can even hear about it. And he's not happy. And yet it's Elizabeth's fault.
Can I say something very terrible?
Okay.
Have you noticed that Francesca seemingly is unable to wash her hair?
Interesting. Do you think it's very greasy?
It looks just like at all times, it looks like she doesn't have bad hair, right? She mm-hmm. has a decent, nice head of hair, but it seems like at no point in time does she ever do any type of normal type of hair care you see in literally every person who's ever been on the show. Like they brush it maybe or they wash it because you're on TV. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm just like you must be, she just looks like she's like living on the streets or something sometimes, but she's the chief stew.
Well, I don't know if you recall.
Wow,
but like,
I haven't noticed that. I guess I'm not a hair guy.
I think I'm a hair guy. And I just noticed that. And I'm like, how does she, I don't, it seems to be like, you know, maybe one in five times it looks like she's done something to it. But otherwise it's like, it's just like messy and all everywhere and stuff. It's just kind of ridiculous for someone whose job is supposed to be the head of the interior hospitality. You know, you're supposed to look nice and presentable and clean and sleek and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Do you recall that Kate as well had like an issue showering? She like never wanted to shower.
That's true. But she didn't have an issue with like putting herself together though. She always looked very presentable.
Interesting. I'll have to keep looking out for that. I haven't noticed it as much.
Wow. This is really like, I've hung myself out to dry here with this.
No, we got to talk about it.
Friday Night Lights. And while we were watching Friday Night Lights, Lyra kept talking about Tim Riggins' hair and how he never washed it and how distracting it was. Because it's like, even though you're like a poor Texas high school kid, you're on a TV show. You're an actor on a television show. Everybody else's hair looks incredible. Why have you not washed your hair for five seasons?
Maybe that's something they chose to do with him as his character. Because if an actor doesn't want to wash their hair, you just put fucking dry shampoo in there and fix it up.
Yeah. Mm. So the guests are having an interesting conversation where they're like, we don't understand why coronavirus is going to affect people's money.
And oh my God, like, that was so sad.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you're about to be the people who are like fighting like businesses being closed down. Oh boy.
It's so funny to watch all these people who are like, I mean, it's not any different than you and I. Like, if you heard conversations that I had in February and March, I must have sounded like an absolute idiot compared to what we know now. But it's funny to see these people
on TV.
You
were all white power this, white power that back then.
Yeah, the power of bleach. Yeah. To kill germs on contact.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, classically, Francesca's being an asshole to Elizabeth for asking a question. And it's almost like she's like, I'm trying to do breakfast service and you're distracting me. It's like, bitch, you already fucked up breakfast service. Stop making excuses.
Oh, my God. Dude, I saw that. I had to stop. I felt like so bad for her because it's like, Elizabeth, the thing about Elizabeth, she's always... Okay, she may be kind of dumb and kind of ditzy or airheaded, but she's always very, always very polite and always speaks in a way like, okay, sure, thank you. So, she's never aggressive or mean to Francesca at all. But Francesca, it's almost like they have this weird like relationship where that's like a dom and a sub. Mm-hmm. Where
it does feel like they're acting in a scene together and they both learned their lines and everything separately. And they're like, this is how I'm going to play it.
Right.
And the other girls are like, I'm going to play it this way. And then they get together and they both refuse to change anything about their performance.
Yeah. Well, the guests are leaving. They were happy with their trip, whatever. Ash is complaining about her stomach, but also refused to see the doctor. So in my opinion, stop complaining. You had your chance to see the doctor. And Rachel shows off her model walk for Ash and Elizabeth and then reveals that she was on America's Next Top Model season 3, but Tyra told her she wasn't serious about it.
Did you guys know that going into this or no?
Yeah, I saw it on the after show pretty early on.
That's just Rachel's like some sort of a genius in some weird way.
Yeah. Well, on the after show, she literally said she just did it because it was something to do, which to me is like, you tried out for like an elite modeling reality competition show because it was just something to do.
Yeah, she's nuts, man.
Like, yeah, I mean, she obviously like tried to get on this show. I mean, she wants to be on television.
Sure, but I feel like this show, she's actually like good at what she's doing.
Well, sure, but you know, maybe she's a great model. I think people, it's always funny when people show their model walk, like there's anyone on earth who couldn't do it. But I think people get a little too much credit.
I can't do it.
Well, I mean, beautiful.
I've tried. I tried. I was on America's Next Model that's tops for season 2, 6, and I tried really hard. I just couldn't keep my head. I was doing a lot of back and forth, yeah. And I got kicked off for back and forth.
Wow.
They said to do up and down.
I
did back
usually
and forth.
Fall down when I tried to walk. Just
yeah,
that
I'm a big faller. I'm a fall model.
I'm sorry.
I model crutches.
Wow.
Why would they want a guy who falls modeling
I thought
crutches?
That was a niche, but evidently it's not. I was berated for it, and I'll never go back.
They call this the wobble crutch.
I'm going to be a bosun now.
I'm sorry to hear that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. So basically, it's tip meeting time, and Captain Lee is happy with everyone. We learned that they got a 17K tip. Apparently, not good enough.
I feel this like there have been could have seasons been better? Where if you got $1,400, you do a backflip.
Yeah. But now you want
that's
like
true.
2K.
You know, this crew is a little bit greedy, aren't they?
Yeah. And then especially like Izzy's mad about it. Izzy, you got hired for a different job. You should feel lucky you're still on the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you said, can I not do the job you hired me for and flew me here to do?
No.
Well, the thing is the food was great. The service was great. They had a great time. I think everyone needs to step up. If we can do that, get to this last charter, then we're going to have a good season. And I want to end it on a good note, so let's go clean up this beach.
That's right. So
and if not, I got a plane ticket home.
Captain Lee is like, we're going to go adopt a beach day and do a beach cleanup. And everyone's happy, except James, who's like, can I drink? And everyone's like, shut the fuck up, James.
James, you're a big guy. I'm sure you've got a big old hog down there, but we're going to clean up this beach. We're going to do a good job.
And then you can fuck Elizabeth.
And
go back
Ashley.
And have sex in the guest room. No problem. As long as you ask Chief Stu. I don't have a problem with it. She's okay with it.
Yeah.
What if I got stuck in that voice?
You could have escaped it. Help.
Oh, God. That would be terrible.
Help. I'm stuck here.
Help me. Help. I need my breakfast in my little mug.
Oh, he needs a cereal with his coffee.
My little mug. Thank you.
Yeah. So they head out to this program called Adopt a Coastline, and they pick up a bunch of trash on a beach, and everyone's shocked how dirty the beach is in Antigua. And it's as if like they're not aware of like socioeconomic.
Of hitting golf balls into the ocean.
Well, apparently I looked those up. Those golf balls are biodegradable that they use.
Oh, thank God. I'm so glad to hear that actually. Because I used to hate that. Every time I see that, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with these
people? Yeah, we'd always like talk about how it was just like hitting a fish in the head and then just staying there.
When are they biodegradable? You can just say things are biodegradable
that's
at
true.
Some point.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's 400 years. You won't even know.
Also, how much do those cost? To make biodegradable golf balls that can't be cheap.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. But it's the motor yacht industry.
Are surprisingly cheap. I just thought there's like an industry where people go retrieve them and sell them back. But buying new golf balls is like 50 cents a ball.
That's not true.
Bought golf balls recently. I got like 4 for $3.
Yeah, if you care about... If you're like a... You can spend a lot of money on golf balls.
Well, I'm just saying you don't have to. If you're hitting out into the ocean, you're probably not.
But if you're gonna play the top
talk
of your
to
game,
all right, guys,
you need some Max Fly Bellatas,
yeah,
liquid core.
Cost?
It costs like $12 a sleeve of three at least, maybe
and that's
more.
What you get.
This is like years ago. I remember wanting to buy some. Is like when I was a child golfer.
Okay, go on.
I just remember them being incredibly expensive. I was like, what the fuck? These cost that much? These are golf balls.
Yeah. Also, okay, I do want to point out that they're like, how could Antigua have so much trash on it while ignoring very clear divides within cities, which is like, yes, you guys hang out in the fancy rich people area, but there's other parts of cities that exist that are disregarded because they are like the lower income areas. So just want to point that out. These people are the worst. Because Eddie literally goes, he gives this whole speech. He's like, we're out here really destroying our beaches and the coral reefs and whatnot. And you know what? That could really destroy the yachting industry. And it's like, bitch, that's not the point. We don't give a shit about the yachting industry. It's our planet, the earth in general. Like, what do you mean? Like, God forbid the yachting industry goes away.
Just well, go not back a to very good tugboats. Speech by Eddie. I think Eddie was uncomfortable making that speech. He seemed like he was... Can I be done now? Can I be done? Can I be
also,
done?
Also, Eddie isn't even in the yachting industry.
Yeah, so go back to
He's
your
a tugboat
boats.
Captain. Like, what does he care?
Like, God forbid
what do you
we
mean?
Stop
yes, he is in the yachting
people.
Industry. He's on a show called Below Deck, a show about yachts.
Sure, but he does
I've got
that,
terrible
like, once
news
a
for
year.
You, Johnny. A lot of these people are no longer in the yachting industry. They just are on this television show.
Oh, yeah.
Namely, the captains.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Captain Lee and Captain Sandy no longer are boat captains for a living. They're just professional rich people who have like investments in restaurants and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. How do you know that? Tell me more.
Well, I've been doing a show about Below Deck every day for a year and I learned a lot of things.
Got it.
Yeah. He does appearances
so he has no evidence.
and
He has a book now too.
Yeah.
He's owned 12 restaurants. He doesn't currently own 12 restaurants, but he buys and sells them as part of some group, I assume. He's also a staunch Donald Trump supporter.
No, he's not, is he?
Yeah, he liked a tweet that
I thought he said he always says he's not political.
Yeah, that was what he said when he was confronted by liking this tweet about people on a plane to go to the Capitol.
Right.
And he was like, nope, wasn't me. Don't even talk about it. I don't talk about politics. It's like, yeah, but you liked this tweet. Nope, wasn't me. But it's a person you follow. It's this conservative, whatever.
Man.
Social media person.
I live in Florida. What do you expect?
He's a rich person who lives in Florida.
I don't know. I
do know.
Spent a lot of time in Florida.
And you're a Trump supporter now.
Huh. Yeah.
He's not the president anymore.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Wow.
He's not.
Well,
I was wondering why CNN went off the air.
He's not the president.
So James gives Elizabeth a you up text at 11 p.m. And then they go hook up in the guest bedroom and we hear, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do love that aspect. Yeah. We get to hear the sex in these episodes. He's finally, like, they're delivering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And her response always, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway, it's the next day.
So that's what sex sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like this.
Ooh, la, la.
That's me every time.
Could you imagine? We're all in long-time relationships. And could you imagine your partner enjoying it
Ooh,
still?
Ooh, la, la.
Yeah, I could.
That would be what?
Huh?
Ooh,
they're like,
la, la.
Oh, imagine, right?
Ooh, la,
no, no,
la.
Imagine. Oh,
this is a recording from my
Ooh,
bedroom.
La, la.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and that wave, that is natural.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, la, la.
The wave.
No one else. No, you have a picture of a giant wave behind you.
Well, I can tell you this: I didn't vote for Trump, but I'm not happy to see him go.
I didn't vote for him only because I was on charter at the time.
I think the election was probably stolen, but we don't know. So we're going to have to just get through this charter, everyone. And I have friends who are telling me that it's stolen. Let's just get through this. Okay, guys? Good tip.
I wonder if he ever says stuff like that on charter. But also, if you saw on his Instagram, he posted a photo of him getting vaccinated. And he's like, I'm getting vaccinated because I believe in it. And so does my lovely bride, Marianne. It's like, thank you.
Yeah, but Republicans want to get vaccinated just as much as Democrats do.
Oh,
all the bullshit's done once they realize.
It's just nice to know he's not an anti-vaxxer.
They need something.
Okay. Let me take my victories where I can. Okay.
Man. Sandy. I bet Sandy's a big time.
I heard she is. And she
sometimes weird. I really turned on Sandy. I used to really like her.
Me too. Same.
That's the problem with women in entertainment. There's less longevity because you people turn on them.
I didn't turn on her. I just I just can't suffer her anymore.
Yeah.
You didn't break a bottle and then shove it in her direction?
I didn't send her a voicemail.
Yeah. So Eddie promotes Izzy to lead Deckhand in front of Rob and James.
She outed Malia. That was when she turned evil.
Oh, yes. That was bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So Izzy's lead Deckhand officially. Rob agrees that she's good at her job, but he says that she doesn't need a little title. And he calls it cute, which I'm like, wow, this is like the most sass we've ever heard from him.
Yeah.
Who knows if it's real or who knows if he is being controlled by a producer like a puppet. Hard to say with him sometimes.
Maybe Francesca told him to say it's cute. How would you say it's cute?
Well, she doesn't like Izzy because Izzy called her a twat. Earlier I said cunt, but
he's like, Izzy, what do I say? She's got my job and I love it and I wanted it. What do I say to her? And then she's like, just tell her she's cute. That's what I would want to hear.
Oh, God.
He's like, you're cute.
And then he gets punched square in the face by Izzy, who's probably stronger than him. So Ash is still complaining about her stomach, and Francesca finally insists she go see the doctor. And then she comes back and she literally says, it's a food issue. So I got a muscle relaxant for my stomach. And I'm like, what is that? Is it just like...
Yeah, I want to know what sort of... The way that Ashlyn confused what was said. I'm sure Ashlyn just did not understand anything because she's too busy like watching a bird fly or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I feel like there's something that did not come across correctly.
It's food stuff. It's like, I thought you haven't been eating.
I really hope next episode that it's like, this food thing needs to pay off. It needs to be like more, they have to have like campylobacter or something terrible, but I don't think they do they?
I need to find out that the water has been poisoned or something.
Yeah. Elizabeth like put a crystal in it. Turns out it was like a poo crystal.
Elizabeth put dish soap and bleach together.
And she's like, I didn't know.
Oh, that's the smell?
I've been poisoning everybody for 3 weeks? Oh, no, not again. She's so like,
another boat. No. I killed everyone. Another boat.
Every time.
I hope we hear about something. I just want somebody to be a payoff from the sickness, you know? It feels like it's just dragging out.
Just bubble guts, baby. I love when Rachel said bubble guts. I thought that was really a chill way of saying my stomach hurts. But anyway, Izzy makes fun of James hooking up with Elizabeth in the guest cabin, and that leads to Ash snitching on Elizabeth to Francesca, which is like not good. Because Francesca always needs ammo to come after Elizabeth, and she's like dying to fire her. And then Francesca says, sleeping in a guest cabin is not authorized unless okayed by the captain or the chiefs do. And it's like, shut up, you loser. Who cares?
Did you see her smiling? There was one point during that when she learned about it. I swear to God, she's fucking smiling.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Finally, something I can nail this bitch to the wall with.
Yeah, exactly.
Captain Lee, we've slept in a guest cabin.
She's just dying.
I think we should find a half a new crew for the last 3 days of charter.
So you want me to go online right now, make about 4,500 calls? This point in the season, it's going to be hard to find anyone worth hiring.
At this point in the season?
It's not worth it. What if we fire Rachel and who comes on? Mila.
Well, I don't have
a
chef.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to serve?
All I can do is flip burgers. That's it.
Ugh, the grief of the captain.
Yeah. So James and Rob are being difficult with Izzy because she's the lead deckhand, and that's what women go through, okay, baby? And you never want to deal with a James or a Rob who's in love with a James. But anyway, it's the next charter meeting with Captain Lee, Francesca, Eddie, Rachel. We learn that the Queen of Versailles is coming back, aka Jackie Siegel. And this time she's bringing her husband, David Siegel, who's a notoriously evil piece of shit.
He is?
Evil Siegel?
About him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the guy who is the dominant force behind timeshares in this country.
Oh, well, that's, and, you know, at one point he was like, people can share time at a place.
And the Bush presidency.
Yeah. And so he invented the aggressive tactics. They have, you know, every time you win a you win a trip somewhere, and then you got to go sit through a timeshare presentation.
I love my timeshare.
That was like all his idea.
We share.
Yeah,
time?
Where's your timeshare?
It's in Boca. I have one in Boca, and I have two in Tampa, and I have one in
two.
I have one in Hilton Head.
Oh,
I just couldn't go to Tampa once a year. I gotta. There's too much to see.
Oh, well, because people, it's so popular now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady that.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, my parents live in Sarasota. I get it.
Yeah, great place. A lot of lightning.
Nick, were you able to get the likes and dislikes of Jackie and David?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, they're actually return guests,
right?
So there was no
shot
picture of their likes and dislikes, but I do have the cover. Jackie and David Siegel, primary charter guests from Windermere, Florida.
Windermere.
Or Versailles, owner of Westgate Resorts, this piece of shit, and his philanthropist. Wife. Her philanthropy is donating to a house she'll never live in.
Hmm.
Jackie, also known as the Queen of Versailles, gave herself that name, have brought together family and friends for an unforgettable Caribbean vacation. Unforgettable. They do this 40 times a year. I guarantee you they won't remember this 2 months from now. It's not even their first time on this show.
Tax write-off.
For sure. And it's just, I guess, advertising for her philanthropy office. She's previously chartered in the Med. And she and David are no strangers to lavish vacations and extraordinary service. Tell me more. Joining them is David's son, Steve, an executive at Guestware. You'll never guess. Westgate Resorts. Yes, Westgate, he got Westgate, the job. Westgate. I don't know how, but he got it. And his wife, Janessa, she's a stay-at-home mom, finally. Someone who's not lying about what they're up to. Two of David and Jackie's children are there. 20-year-old David Jr. and 19-year-old Daniel.
Nice.
Best friend, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Anyway, they're here.
A bunch of rich they're dicks are coming on.
Yeah. It's going to be a boring episode, I think.
Well, we'll see. We learn they want hard-boiled jalapeno pickled quail eggs, which I've never heard of. A ribeye. And then, like, one guy just wants cheese pizza, angel hair pasta, pizza. Sliders. He just wants, like, normal childhood food.
God, I'm so hungry right now.
One guy. It's the big millionaire, billionaire piece of shit.
Right.
But Rachel knows. She's like, I know what he wants.
He wants baby food. But yeah, they want to swim with marine life and they want all the water activities. Moqueca.
Moqueca. Yes.
Looks like they're going to bond over their loss of their children, which should be interesting.
But Captain Lee is emotionally unavailable. He's going to leave once he starts to cry.
Well, that shit's really raw for him. I like don't understand why they keep forcing him to talk about it on this show.
Because, I mean, I'm surprised. They definitely held back on talking about it because they want you to not know why he's so surly until later on, you know?
Interesting.
But this happened 2 years ago. I mean, they've already filmed.
Oh, it did?
They already produced an entire season after it happened.
I didn't know that. Well, maybe.
And then this is the second entire season they produced after
that. I thought it was more recent than that.
Still yeah. Raw, baby.
I mean, because he says in the episode that it was a year ago.
Moqueca.
So Moqueca. We know that this is pre-coronavirus. So.
Right. So Francesca's spiraling about Elizabeth and James sleeping in a guest cabin, and she finally confronts Elizabeth about it and basically loses her mind on her, and she can't be professional, and Elizabeth's trying to, like, not answer the question. And Francesca says, I've had enough of you. And it's like, dude, you're being lame as fuck. Elizabeth's trying to be like, yeah, we fucked. And then I went to my bed, basically. Like, whatever. We're just trying to have some privacy.
All right, Johnny, ask me if I slept in there.
Did you sleep in a guest cabin? Yes or no? It's simple.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sleep? Uh-huh. No, I didn't do a lot of sleeping, bitch.
What did you do in there? Did you spray everywhere?
Yeah. And
did you
what?
Coat the walls?
It is urine.
Did you coat the walls with that special essence you have?
Oh, yeah.
James spout his spray all over the walls with a guest cabin.
Duh, yeah, I did it.
Why would you do such a thing on charter? How dare you?
Duh, I don't know. Elizabeth asked me to.
James, can you answer for this?
Duh.
James.
Huh?
James.
What?
James. James, please. Explain yourself here.
I want to be... lead deckhand.
I have an idea. How about you go clean up that beach while acting up your cabin?
You're
and smell your wretched
excrement you've sprayed all inside the guest primary cabin, your foul odoriferous stench puffing out your anal glands. How dare you?
You're Francesca's like Queen Elizabeth.
This is my Francesca. Hello. I am the chief
stew. Michael York.
I have never brushed my hair. How dare you? I have never brushed my hair. Have someone do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
I don't shampoo my own hair.
Brush
they
your
bring
hair.
Bring me the Dre Shampoo.
Brush your hair, I say. Brush it.
Francesca. She's a piece of work in herself. The way she reacts of like Elizabeth being like, I'm just trying to be professional and talk to you. And Elizabeth's like, and Francesca's like, you cannot be friends. You're not professional at all. And it's like, bro, you're screaming. You need to chill the fuck out. And that's where the episode ends.
There it was.
Wow.
That was it.
Boat facts?
Yeah, it's time for boat facts with Nikki Tease.
Okay, guys. You know, we all see these people zip-zapping around the world on these luxurious yachts. And sometimes you see some old famous yachts, you know, back in the background, and they'll do a special, everyone will come out and be like, look, it's the Excalibur or whatever. But here's my question to you, okay? How many years does this type of yacht remain operational?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Am I supposed to guess right now?
Yeah.
I guess 25 years.
Okay. Now, what do you say, Anna?
I would say 15 years.
Typically, these boats, their designed lives tend to be between 5 and 20 years.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. And then 30, like if the yacht is really well looked after. But okay. Outside of that, it's not saying that older yachts don't exist, but they're you know, it's like seeing a car from the 50s on the road, you know.
Okay.
Like that everything in there has been replaced.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's for yachts. Also, cargo ships that sail in the ocean can have a lifespan of 20 to 30 years.
Hmm.
And sailboats, 30 to 40 years.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah.
Interesting.
Ah.
That's boat facts with Nikki T.
All right. Awesome. Thank you for that wonderful boat fact. I didn't know that. That was interesting. Johnny, thank you so much for doing this show and recapping season 8, episode 13 with us. Where can people find you and follow you?
Well, if you type my name into a Google search engine, you're going to have a lot of results, okay? You can do the image search. You can see a lot of pictures of me. There's one of them I hate, and you'll know which one that is because it's going to be one that looks really bad. Okay. Otherwise, you know, just to Google that. You can check me out on Twitch. I'm there a lot.
Oh, I see which one.
Just my nipples on Twitch, or you can just search my name, Johnny Pemberton, on Twitch, and come join me while I ride out the apocalypse.
Hell yeah.
This looks like Brendan Walsh made this photo of you.
Which one? Oh, God.
Well.
I mean, who knows? The more you click it, the more it becomes the photo that people want to see.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, it's the one.
It's the one.
Nobody ever uses a photo of me taken after 2010, so
okay.
I feel your pain.
Well, go look at that. You can follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Leave us a 5-star review if you feel so inclined. I'm at Anna Hosni. Nick is at Nick's Turners. And we'll see you on the next episode. We're all going to hop on this little tiny boat and get the hell out of here.
Bye.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.